recommendations. That's slightly been amended, Chair, to now show the number of informal meetings and briefings that we've been having in between the formal meetings. That, I think members have appreciated the level of information that's been supplied at the informal briefings. And hopefully, you know, partner organisations will also appreciate the benefit of having those discussions behind closed doors, so to speak, so we can have full frank exchange of information and also identify future agenda items. So they will be officially recorded on your outcome and action paper, Chair.
Thank you, Paul. I think we have to note that this committee in previous years has been highly critical of health partners. We ourselves have criticised for being so, but we felt we had a public duty to call these matters. But out of those actions has developed a very, very constructive relationship with the NHS Trust, and we have very constructive informal meetings with the CCG, and likewise we have very constructive informal meetings, and with Adult Social Care, who we also have an excellent dialogue. And we're looking forward to building the same. I know not even signed out, but as he's very new to the position, he is familiar with the Life Council, but certainly we look forward to building a very strong, constructive relationship with public health.
That's what I'm talking
about. John.
Thank you, Jim. Just to say that as a member of this committee, I'm very appreciative of the meetings that have been arranged between you and Mr. Thistlewood to keep us informed, and this is one of the best meetings I know that we do, where we're kept well informed of what's going on, and not so it works out so much better for us to actually understand where we're going. So I'd like to thank both of you for this.
Thank you, John, for that comment. Mark Michael.
Just on the work plan on B3, it says that the then two item two of the committee's work plan, the consideration will be given to including items of the work plan relating to the delivery of health services. I've got the health watch Jerry Sewer and Leslie Stevens would. Says to be brought back to the committee when appropriate our discussions with health partners. I think particularly I'd like to just know to bring it back to the next meeting because there is ongoing discussions. I think mental health, those discussions were positive, so I think those speakers as of then. But because it's coming a very long way, right? And still, in cases that are in, still under CQC, etc., on the NHS side. And the fact that next week at full council, there's going to be a petition of 6,000 plus people who are particularly arguing about the day centres, right? So there will be motions at full council equivalent to this. I think it's very appropriate that we do keep it a very, very serious watch for us. And I think that we'd be good to make sure, especially after things are coming out before the council next week, that the next meeting is going to be open again.
Thank you, Michael. Right, we'll move on to the next item, which